Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, GSA's login.gov will pilot facial recognition, and CISA issues an emergency directive for the Microsoft breach. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Welcome to the first episode of Something New We're Trying, where we're going back to delivering podcasts on a daily basis with new short-form episodes of The Daily Scoop airing each day, Monday through Friday, covering the top news at the intersection of the public sector and the technology industry. With that, we'll be scaling back our in-depth interviews to once a week to dive deeper into and enhance conversations with top leaders in the government technology space. So without further ado, here are today's top headlines. The General Services Administration is expanding its login.gov platform to include facial recognition technology starting in May. GSA said in a press release that the pilot will offer users the ability to match a live selfie with a self-supplied form of photo identification, like a driver's license. The agency said it will not use images for any purpose other than verifying identity and reaffirmed the platform's commitment to user privacy. Ann Lewis, director of GSA's Technology Transformation Services Branch, said that the agency looks forward to launching the new identity verification pathway for agency customers and that it will protect user data, prevent fraud, and align with IAL2 guidelines, while doubling down on GSA's commitment to privacy, accessibility, and security. The effort comes after the agency's previous notice of login.gov's plans to use an evidence-based identity verification system that follows National Institute of Standards and Technology guidelines. GSA said at the time that the offering of biometric identification would complement login.gov's already strong anti-fraud capabilities and protect against sophisticated identity fraud attempts and cyber attacks. The announcement comes a little more than a year after GSA caught some heat from its Inspector General for failing to provide other government agencies with accurate information about the level of privacy protection provided by login.gov. The IG found that the agency was billing other agencies for IAL2 compliance services, even though login.gov did not meet the so-called Identity Assurance Level 2 standards. In other news, CyberScoop first reported 2 weeks ago that federal agencies had been impacted in the breach of Microsoft by Russia's Midnight Blizzard hacking campaign. Now, as highlighted in that story, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency published an emergency directive in response to the Russian Intelligence Link campaign, telling affected federal civilian agencies whose emails were stolen or passwords accessed to reset authentication credentials. CISA warns in the directive that Midnight Blizzard's successful compromise of Microsoft corporate email accounts and the exfiltration of correspondence between agencies and Microsoft presents a grave and an unacceptable risk to agencies. It goes on to explain that it and Microsoft have notified all federal agencies whose email correspondence with Microsoft was identified as exfiltrated by Midnight Blizzard. Additionally, Microsoft has represented to CISA that for the subset of affected agencies whose exfiltrated emails contain authentication secrets, such as credentials or passwords, Microsoft will provide metadata for such emails to those agencies. The directive, dated April 2nd, tells affected agencies to take immediate remediation action on authentication credentials if those credentials are known or suspected to have been compromised. It gives them until April 30th to reset credentials for related applications, and by the same deadline orders them to identify affected email correspondence. The agencies also must report to CISA on their activities in response to the directive. The first deadline of April 8th has already passed. The next one is May 1st. Agencies are showing the right level of urgent remediation in response to the directive, said Eric Goldstein, CISA's Executive Assistant Director for Cybersecurity, in a briefing with reporters last Thursday. Goldstein said CISA would not disclose the number of agencies affected, but acknowledged that the passing of credentials between federal agencies and Microsoft via email created a security liability. Goldstein said CISA isn't currently aware of any agency or any agency production environments that have experienced a compromise as a result of credential exposure. Last but not least, it's AI Week. Make sure you're registered for the countless events hosted throughout the week, including AI Talks, the premier event where top government leaders, tech innovators, and industry experts converge to explore the transformative potential of artificial intelligence in the public sector space. To learn more, go to AIweek.com. The Daily Scoop podcast is available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back tomorrow with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.